picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes and she's gone. Where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore. With looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile.
Yes, she's up there, and supposedly she's not drug related.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, LSD.
Yeah, but supposedly it was his daughter drew a picture of some girl. That's what he wrote it. So, I don't know, that's what they said on one of the documentaries, but I think we all know.
I think that's probably pretty early.
Anyway, yeah, that's not really the Beatles, though.
Hey, I'm Alex.
I'm Chase Weisenheimer.
And we're Entitled and Unbridled.
This is his last name's Crawford.
No, I'm just Alex, like Madonna. Or
actually,
Seal.
I'm Alex. I'm the Chase. Never mind. That name, that German word I said after Chase, it means nothing.
Meisenhoppenstucken? Yeah.
That was a new one.
That is a new one.
This is Athlete covering Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by the Beatles. This is off of a BBC thing. They took bands, and what they did was they had them record them the same way the Beatles used to, with like a 4-track recorder and like the limited technology they had. So that was really cool. At the end of the podcast, we're going to be playing another one of these, and there's a bunch more that are pretty good. So if you have any way of finding that, go to Elbow. And I don't know, search Beatles covers.
Yep.
Elbow.ws. Anyway, I think we're a little quiet. We need to move up a little bit. Anyway, so the reason we're playing Beatles is because of the best film of the year across the universe.
Chase says it sarcastically.
Opened. I say it sarcastically.
He didn't like it at all.
Nope.
And I just got back literally like 15 minutes ago from seeing it. That's why we're recording at 1:15. A.M.
Oh, 1:20.
1:20 a.m.
My body's on Eastern time.
Here's what I say about the movie. You can't look at it, like, you have to go in there knowing, one, it's a musical. Like, it would have been much better for the stage, because all the acting...
That's what I said. I said it would have worked better as a stage.
Definitely. Play. All the acting is that forced kind of, like, stage acting, you know, where everything's over-dramatized. Also, the plot is moved along by the music. So
arbitrary.
You can't go in there. Yeah, you can't go in there wanting this amazing plot, because it's not
about
the plot.
It was a good idea on paper.
No, it was really a great idea on screen.
No.
I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I knew you would.
Yeah. But you can't go in there expecting it to be like this amazing movie, because it's not made to be a movie. It's made to be someone, a certain person's opinion, and how they...
I'll read the newspaper then.
For what? Someone's
for
opinion?
For opinions.
It's someone's it's interpretation. It's a certain person's interpretation of Beatles songs. It's not made for the
and
plot. It's not made...
Interpretation of the cliche 60s movies and things like that.
No, not at all.
If you took the Beatles music out, it felt like that cheesy... You guys remember like 10 years ago, NBC had a miniseries of the 60s? That's what it was. It was just that. But anyway...
Maybe. But I
thought, was glad. Like, it's very divisive, so apparently go see it because the group I was with, big Beatles fans, hated it. So,
and the group I was with, biggest Beatle fan I know, Mike Walker, loved it, or loved certain aspects of it. Like
aspects,
I did.
That's the thing is. Well, it wasn't. It's not as good as what everybody thought it was going to be for real.
No,
not
definitely.
Even close. And,
definitely not as good as what people thought it was going
to
be.
And I went into it, you know, everyone thinks that I'm going to go into it wanting to hate it. And I went into it, I kept completely silent. I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah,
and
just because you kept completely silent didn't mean you didn't want to hate it.
No, I didn't. Like the first 10 minutes.
You don't even like the Beatles.
Yeah, I do.
You always talk, like, argue with me and Mike about how overrated the Beatles are.
I never said, I said Stones. I've never...
Okay.
I like the Beatles.
Okay.
I just don't listen to them.
That's fair.
I like the Beatles. Here's the deal. I like the first... I don't remember when I started not liking it. Like, when it starts off and it's all bizarre with the newspaper and crap and the waves and things
like that.
See, I
didn't like that at all.
Oh, see, I was like, okay, this is fine. I can do this. What did it for me was that first scene with Prudence, who's arbitrarily thrown in there just so they could sing songs relating to Prudence.
Mm-hmm.
Singing "I Want to Hold Your Hand" to some girl cheerleader while walking in slow-mo through football players, basically.
See,
a ballet.
I loved that.
That was stupid.
I love that.
That's where we all lost it, the group I was within. So anyway, this is not...
I thought it was great.
This is not Untitled and Unrogered and Eberted.
But anyway, you guys go see it and form your own opinion.
Here's the deal. I mean, after reading all the stuff on like what happened with the cuts, like the direction...
Yeah.
I'll watch the director's cut and see if there's something
if
that was
better.
Really there. But I just think it's just, it would have been better on stage, and the music is good. I like some of the covers, but just some of it is so forced. Like Bono. Like,
yeah,
when you're like,
I didn't like the
like
cover
all of a sudden he's
the
there,
Walrus.
And all of a sudden, you know, he picks up the book, like a book he wrote, I Am the Walrus, and you're like, oh gosh, okay. I was expecting the whole time, you know, for this characters they used, somebody to walk up and go, hold on, let me mute these up here. Oh, did I just mute us?
I don't think so.
Oh no. What do I need to hit?
Hit that button.
Which one?
Left. One more. That one.
Okay. You probably just got a little bit of that.
Oh
no, they didn't, did they?
I don't know.
Anyway. No, I'll move it. Okay, but no.
Form
like,
your own opinion. But here's what I left the movie with. I cannot believe how diverse one band was. Like, I don't think there will ever be a band to be as diverse.
It makes me really sad you thought I hated the Beatles.
As the
I've
Beatles.
Never
I really
ever
didn't
said
think
the word
you, I,
hate with the
no,
Beatles.
No, I never said
I
hate.
Don't listen to them.
I said you didn't like the Beatles. I thought you didn't like the Beatles and you thought they were overrated.
Nope.
That's
you too.
That's what I thought.
And the Rolling Stones.
Well, I think you
think
overrated,
the Beatles
but I think
did
the Stones are amazing.
No, here's the
Stones
deal.
Are amazing.
This is what I've said with the Beatles.
Ashley, Hannah, y'all, are
if,
y'all feeling
if they didn't do it, somebody else would have done what they'd done. That's how I feel.
I completely disagree.
I know you do.
I completely disagree. No
well,
one could have come
say,
together like John and Paul and George.
I think somebody would.
Ringo,
have
he's all right.
Here's the deal. No, Ringo sucks. Here's the deal. I was going to say something else, but I don't remember now. Isn't that just the way it happens?
That is the way it happens. Okay, but...
This is what it was. I said this to everybody. I was waiting for somebody to walk up and like they'd be like, hey, what's your name? He's like, oh, I'm Sergeant Pepper and I work at the Lonely Hearts Club downtown. And they're going to start singing. You know, that's the kind of stuff that they do.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right, let's move along. I'm going first.
Okay, go.
Chase has a song he would like you to hear. Join him.
A song. Anyway, me, I'm going a little weird here.
I'm impressed.
I'm going the hip-hop route
I
today.
Like, you made a great
I've always
choice.
Told you. I've always told you how I like hip-hop done right, and... This is hip-hop done right. These guys are Blackalicious, who I first heard in my cousin's car a couple summers ago, and then I got their latest album, The Craft, from my friend John Thornton, and it's freaking awesome. It's just good hip-hop. So if you want a good hip-hop group, check them out. They're from California. I thought they were actually from Austin, so I touted that to everyone I knew whenever I talked about them, but I was wrong.
No, that sucks.
So I know, I feel stupid. But... I'm really surprised. I haven't checked up on them in a while, and this is still the latest album they had out. It came out in 2005. It's called The Craft. And the two guys that headed up, they're called Gift of Gab and Chief Excel. So you guys need to check this out. The song I'm playing is called Your Move, and it just grooves, and the way, like, the rhythm of the words and everything like that is just really solid. And that sounds very bro. Solid guys.
Yeah, bro.
Real solid African-American gentleman. So anyway, probably shouldn't have gone that route. Here's Your Move by Blackalicious, and I'm tired.
On how we crushing, it's nothing. The ones that's bluffing, it's nothing. And while they lunching, we busting to get you up in the club. And we keep you wanting and dubbing, dig it like something you're puffing. I'll fill it up in your stomach to your astonishment on a mission. The marvelous starving is verbal novelist, killing them softly, offing them often. They in a coffin, we drilling them. Time I'm all in the tournament, in the bottom of spit again. Pardon me, but this art is like parliament. Rockets parking all on your Gordons and launches like Pablo Sonic. He's stomping up on a mission, a dominant, solid, flawless, so obvious. Calling y'all to the border, get off the wall, everybody, yes. You got to groove. Freeze, stand still. Move, you got to groove. Freeze, stand still. Move, you got to groove. Freeze, stand still. Move, you got to groove. Freeze, stand still. Africa, Brazil, everywhere across the Americas, Canada, France, Italy, Copenhagen, Australia, everywhere, every time, every audience, mass hysteria. Some rappers make good records, but live they are a failure. Mail in your area, special delivery carrier, tearing the various barriers till everyone's everyone. Whether you're heavy or Libra or Aries or Lebanese, vegetarian, ebony, ivory, 17 and 93. I don't care if you're arrogant or inherit inheritance from your parents' parents and then didn't share it with Nair. Nigga, prepare if you dare to get your hands in the air. It's rare for Mary, you'll shake her derriere with your bear witness the snare. Kicks that'll tear, rip through the blare. Speaker woofers that pummel into the air. Hit ya, it's there with ya, your cares lifted, don't stare. Drift in the air, shifting slightly, so come into the lair. Get some. Shouting and grinding and bobbing and weaving, we taking you out of your mind. And the science applying is high in the sky, and this pile is flying is dilate. Iris, wireless mics, the fire is bright. Retire, I'm sire, your squire and dire straits. Admire and higher intelligence, dialect silence. Dialect, Maya, self, fire spreads. I'll belt rappers that lie to get by and get fried in the bother. Self, scientists blind when the sky is lit. Try and spit fire with my intent. I invent sciences, try the best with no side effects. Fire vest, I'll be lying in rest, trying to test the eye in the eye of the fire. Bring lion with iron tiger.
You got to groove. Freeze, stand still. Move, you got to groove. Freeze, stand still. Move, you got to groove. Freeze, stand still. Move, you got to groove. Freeze, stand still. Move.
Alex wishes to share Sonic Wonder. Listen up.
Speaking of being tired, seeing as the last thing you said was I'm tired, I'm tired of being sexy. Or at least that's the name of the band I'm playing this week. It's in Portuguese. How do you say it? You said it earlier.
Can't Say Divas Was Sexy?
Yeah, or better known as CSS. Yeah, I don't know. They're a Brazilian band from a place I can't pronounce.
Very crazy
electric
titles.
Yeah, really interesting titles.
A lot of fun, though.
Yeah, whole lot of fun. Their voices aren't even that great. It's just, like, it's really just good music. Feel. Yeah, definitely.
You know, they were at they were supposed to play Lollapalooza, but they couldn't get there because of a flight, and so they didn't make it, which really sucked.
Oh, this is really interesting. Supposedly, their name was taken from a reported quote by Beyonce, who allegedly declared that she was tired of being sexy. That's really funny.
I swear I've heard her say that before. I think I've heard that quote. Have you seen that commercial with her in the phones now where she's, like, walking along, like, two of her, and she's listening to herself, and, like, she runs into herself, and the phone's, like, it's laughably bad.
Anyway, I just recently got this album from Sean, my good friend Sean Landish. And is there anything else I can tell you? Oh, they're touring, but only in Europe. So any of our European listeners, a.k.a. Ashley Bird and Hannah Crabtree,
oh, right.
Our only European listeners, check them out. They're in your area.
If you guys turn anybody else on to us
in Europe,
let us know.
That'd be cool.
We miss you guys so
much.
Yeah,
we do. Anywho, this is Alala off the album CSS Sucks.
Is it?
Is that the name of the album? No, it's not.
I think it's just Can't Say Death, They're Sexy.
Oh. Their EP. Yeah, their EP is called CSS Sucks.
It's on that one.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. You'll find it. Yeah, how many bands are named that?
CSS.
I only can count three.
Alala.
Okay.
La la la. you want, but you can't have it.
Let's hear it for Nashville. Oh yeah.
Oh, Donnie Robinson, counting your chickens before your eggs hatch. You little what? Goofball.
Anyway.
So, we were going to feature Donnie, but we decided to... No, I'm just kidding.
We're definitely featuring...
We've been waiting to feature Donnie for weeks now.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Finally, the time has come.
The walrus said.
On this special, special episode.
Shoes and ships sealing something.
Sealing wax.
Sealing wax.
Is it really? Is it sealing wax? I don't know. Why did I think
Cabbages and Kings.
No, I'm glad we chose the song we did because it's not on his MySpace.
Yeah. So go check out his MySpace.
It's www.myspace.com/
Donnie Robinson.
DonnyRobinson. Like Swiss Family Robinson. And if you don't know how to spell it from that, you didn't have childhood. And you never had a treehouse. And you never wished your treehouse was freaking awesome like theirs.
It's true.
So, the song we are playing from Donnie Robinson's EP is Visible. And you need to get the EP if only to put it in your iTunes for when the track names come up. Because it's somebody else and it's really funny.
But it is really funny.
But you can change it. But his stuff is on iTunes now, isn't it? Is it not?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it is. So search Donnie Robinson there. Check
it
out.
He had his first live show last week, I think.
And he's so freaking funny. He's the funniest guy on the hall. I love him. I would, you know, I'd date him.
Oh, Donnie.
I'd date you, Donnie. All right, anyway. So the song we're playing is Visible. Check him out. Has he got any shows coming up or anything?
I don't think so. He's saying...
If he does, we'll let you know, guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Because he's definitely one of our good friends, and he's
a
awesome.
Great musician.
Absolutely. This song... What did I say? This song kind of reminded me of Radiohead a little bit. I don't know
why.
Yeah,
the very beginning of it. And I could hear it.
Just like the beat and kind of... Anyway. Oh, speaking of Radiohead, we can talk about that later. Anyway.
Peace out.
Visible by Donnie Robinson.
Where did we
Congratulations, your request was more than stellar.
So, today, for our request, we are playing a little band called Steel Train, which I'm pretty sure most of you have never heard of. Am I right?
Probably.
We had never heard of them until we saw them this summer with the format.
Except we didn't really see
them. Yeah, we missed them. But their last two songs were awesome, from what I remember. This is coming to you courtesy of Benjamin Waldrip, all the way back in Tejas. Yes, no, maybe so. Anyway, interesting little tidbit about Steel Train. I mean, they're just kind of an indie rock kind of band.
Apparently they're more classic. And, like, the lead singer always says that they're 30 years too late, but they get, like, bunched into, like, the indie emo
like
pop
what the Killers were
scene,
saying with Sam's Town.
Just because they're on Drive Thru Records with all
which is totally all about, like, emo.
Indie pop.
You know, do your own thing, don't care if you can't sing kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, but you should still check them out because they're good. But this is off their newest album, which comes out Tuesday, and it's called Trampoline. And the song we're playing is Firecracker. And here's an interesting tidbit, what I was going to mention earlier. The lead singer used to date Scarlett Johansson. I don't know when it was, but he's got a couple of songs that reference her a little bit. So check them out. They tour with Format earlier in November, Rocket Summer, and Limbeck. I'm sure they're not doing much right now, but they'll probably be back on the road by the end of this year if they've got this new record coming out. So check them out. And we're really boring today, so I'm just going to play them.
Firecracker, you waved in the night, and something that I saw was a flaming. Your body, it was real in the light. On the 4th of July, we were screaming. When I saw the lonely road, you left and said to me, go follow, cause I love. I'm
coming soon to an MP3 player, CD player, or whatever the hell you use.
Profane computer. I say that every time. Here we go. For upcoming, we're going a little different route because these guys are barely like anything. Like their last FM plays are like not even at 40,000. I don't even know how many. Probably like 5,000 friends on MySpace. I found them from Sirius Satellite Radio about a year and a half ago. I heard their song Higher, which I've played on here before. It was the second episode we ever did. Third episode, maybe. Fourth. I don't know. Don't call me on it. But they're really, really good. And what the other day, I completely had the greatest description to describe them. That was redundant. And I don't remember what I said. So it obviously wasn't that impressive. But here's the deal. It was funny because I hadn't heard from them in so long. I'd been on their email list. Anyway, they hadn't done anything. I bought their EP off iTunes about a year ago. And then all of a sudden, like, kind of like Radiohead style, like a week ago, they sent an email saying, hey, we got a new record coming out October 23rd. So buy it. And I will. It's cool because they've been, like, the guys, like, I wrote them back and told them, you know, that, you know, I was glad they got a new album out. We've played them on here before. And they said they'd let us know when they came to Nashville. We could maybe get some special guests on here. That would be crazy.
That'd be awesome.
And so maybe that'll work out. But he said they're definitely going to be coming by in Nashville. Oh, and I think he said December. Oh, man, that would suck.
If we were gone. We'd
be gone. Anyway.
We'll be here for some part of December.
Yeah, enough of it, hopefully. But the song I'm playing is called Dumb Blood, and if you go to thesoftband.com, or it's thebandsoft.com, I'm not quite sure which one, you can get this MP3 for free. And the album comes out October 23rd.
Free!
We watched those this weekend.
Did you really?
Like,
I love them.
Yeah,
I go with that Chick-fil-A, chicken filet, and I
wait for my request.
I want a grilled chicken sandwich. Sorry. I get a little excited.
The first one's the only one that's really funny. Yeah. And it even gets kind of awkward, but
it's so funny. Someone said that those guys were from Belmont.
There's no way.
That's what I said.
You know what I watched? Because Dryden's brother had seen it. I watched that whole kid falling from the parking garage thing, and I could totally tell where the fake is.
At Belmont?
Yeah, have you seen it?
No.
Where they set it up. What they do is, hopefully I'm ratting one of them out right now. You know what, let's play this song, and we'll talk about it at the end when we ramble. Does that sound okay? Don't let me forget this time.
I won't. I'm
so this is right Dumb Blood by Soft. New album comes October 23rd, and I don't remember what it's called, so sue me.
The crowd for the world so long. So heart attack, hard to say. They've been at the door for days, and they won't go home, and they won't stand down. And if it feels like you've gone down, what's that about? The unbelievers, the
the fire.
So we're back, and we just watched the Belmont falling off the parking garage. Go search Belmont parking garage, and you'll find it's like called number 2 accident. But you know what? I guess I don't even want to ruin it.
Dude, it's
really well done, but you can tell
so well done
how they did
it.
But you can
let's ruin it. Come on, let's ruin it.
Yeah, okay. When he's all of a sudden like he's telling I can't zoom in with the camera or whatever.
I don't even know how to work this thing.
And he pulls off to the right. He hits a black screen, and then when they come back, they use that black screen. They're basically almost parallel on what's going on.
If
you can tell
seen the video,
angle.
Okay, if you've never seen the video, in the shot before, he's shooting someone at the top of the parking garage, and it's at an angle, like it's up, and it's not as, it's zoomed in as far as the camera will go, and it's not as close. And he goes to a black screen because he's jiggling the camera, and when he comes back, you're parallel to him.
Basically, and because so, they went to the back of the parking garage, filmed right. Him falling off, then did the same trick when he's running up to him.
So.
Anyway, gotta love it though, good job.
It was so well done.
So yeah, let's see, anything else we want to talk about? Let's talk about Radiohead's new album was really, really good. In Rainbows, I guess you can still get it for free off their website. So go to that, check it out. Anything else? Oh, there's other stuff. The messages still aren't working on Facebook. Don't know what the deal is. I got not chewed out today, but people were telling me, hey, you don't send them to remind us when they're out, but we can't do anything about it. Because it's not working. I think it's somebody in our group that causes the messages to not work. That's funny.
No, that pissed me off. So much. Did I tell you what happened? I was working the Anchor Kids Fair in
and he came
the
in?
Maddox Grand Atrium, and these kids are all like 3
oh,
years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, yeah, that's hilarious.
3 to 8, and he came in there. They were seriously crying for like half an hour. It was horrible. Like, it probably scared some of those kids. Like, they probably still.
I remember I was in the cab like, when it
issues.
Happened.
Ugh. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, we're talking about the idiot
who
ran
chainsaw.
Through Belmont with a chainsaw last year, not Halloween. It didn't have a chain on it, but scared the crap out of it. Like, watch, here it goes. They're seriously like... No, dude, it's not funny. Those little kids were freaking traumatized. Oh, I was so pissed.
Oh, that's funny.
I was so pissed.
Anyway,
oh, wait, look, hold on, Carly, I think, or maybe it was Liz is in it.
This Tuesday, Jimmy World's new album comes out. I heard it's really good. I've done everything I can to avoid listening to it before I buy it. And then, let's see. If you go to Belmont, Friday and Saturday is Fall Follies, Impact.
Yeah!
It's going to be great. It's at,
go to Follies. It's going to be
my glasses. Doors open at 7. Get there early so you can get a good seat. I'll be seeing some friends. They're coming up to visit Aaron and Tiffany.
You should also... wish me happy birthday on Wednesday.
Wednesday is Alex's
B-Day. Wednesday is my birthday.
And I want to give a shout out
to
my friend Natalie. Natalie Reynolds. You tell me she's been missing this stuff. So I didn't want to say, hey, girl. Anyway, all right. Was that Jeff that just walked by?
Maybe.
I'm back.
It's Carly.
This is so boring that we're just sitting here watching.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Is it?
No, that's not
true. No.
Didn't walk like Jeff. Anyway, I'm done. I got nothing else to say. To leave you, we're leaving you with a little help from my friends by the Beatles, covered by Razorlight, who we actually featured on here 2 weeks ago, something like that. So, hope you guys enjoy it, and we'll see you next week. Right? Same time? Same place? Same avenue of convenience?
Most
I don't know
definitely.
What that means.
So, goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you. If I sang out of tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I'll get by with a little help from my friends. I'll get high with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. When my love is away, does it worry to be alone? How do I feel by the end of the day? Are you sad because you're on your own? No, I'll get by with a little help from my friends. I'll get high with a little help from my friends. I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends.
Realize that it's extremely well written and it's a really, really good song. It kind of gets overlooked when you just look at the whole side of Pepper's album. It's good fun to be doing it.
It's just a great song that you've known all your life. Like a, you know, like a nursery rhyme or something.